Ah, yes. Tonight, Spankwagon is being recorded live in front of a one-person studio audience.
Actually, two-person.
Two-person?
Two.
And they're abusing the clicker liquor pop. You can't abuse our mascot. That's bad.
Live from the heart of Las Vegas, literally in the center of the map, next to the stratosphere, across the street at 19,001 South Las Vegas Boulevard, it is Spankwagon Radio.
Yes.
The New Year's Eve special.
Okay, give me the damn toy. Where are you going to lose the toy? All right, folks, you are listening to Spankwagon. we've got one very cold Claude.
Yeah.
A very cold wife. And our guest for the evening, or one of our guests of hopefully many, if everything goes right, is LV Girl, who's sitting there looking like she's like half, should be back in the back alley warming up with the buns. She's so cold. Let's see. Oh, that's true. You're in the hooded sweatshirt. You go back there. So,
yes.
All right. Let's see. Oh, we saved the clicker liquor. All right.
Yes.
Well, first off tonight,
we liberated it.
It's actually, we're starting the show literally at 10:30 at night.
It is now 10:30.
It is now 10:30. And since you're downloading it, hopefully you're listening to the simulcast or whatever, the repeat, I guess,
yes.
On Thursday. It's actually Tuesday, New Year's Eve. Like Claude said, we're actually right below the Stratosphere Tower, wonderful north side of the Strip, commonly
yes.
known as a home to all the bums, the prostitutes, pretty much any unsavory person you want in the world. Right now, Claude is actually very cold, being teased by someone holding a blanket.
Yeah, it's my mom.
That's your mom. So
yeah.
We know what kind of
Thanks,
a childhood
mom.
You had.
Yeah.
Tortured.
Yeah.
we're actually down here.
Yes, thank you, Mom. I'm cold balls. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, that's great.
Not Claude. Cold.
Oh, I just hope
great.
I don't turn blue.
Oh, ooh. I don't have much mic cord to walk away from you, do I?
No, you don't. You're trapped here, man.
I'm trapped. And of course, the wife who downed half a bottle of champagne before showing up here is doing really well. How's our audio tonight? Thumbs up. So the audio's doing good. That means when we compress this tomorrow, it'll sound really good.
That's right, Claude. Trencher.
I'm Trencher. You're Claude. Have you had the other half a bottle?
I didn't. I was doing it right.
You were doing it right?
I was doing it in third person.
Third person. Yeah. I'm still not Claude.
No.
Okay.
I was referring to myself.
Oh, okay. Actually, I have to admit, I was very skeptical about this location when you first brought it up to me.
Yes, because you hadn't seen it.
I didn't know really what was going on. The way you were describing it, we were going to be out right in the middle of the Strip.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are we going to pull this one off?
But we did.
Actually, we have very well. We're actually tucked in back here about a couple hundred feet off the Strip,
uh-huh.
Where the traffic's still open. So
that is correct.
Not where the traffic's closed off. So people can still get here. Not that
That's right.
Now.
I was going to say, if anybody's listening, come on down.
If anybody's listening, come on down. Sure, you won't.
It'll be a little late.
It'll be about 2 days late.
But actually, yes, hopefully we have some more people on the way right there. We have a lot going on. We just might do a couple prank calls. It's very interesting. We got all this together at the last minute. We're very happy that everything started to work.
Yes, very last minute.
Indeed.
Once we finally got the software working, once we finally got the hardware working, all the different microphones and stuff, actually, it was...
That's right.
It was almost a near miss with all the different microphones and all the different hardware and
Besides
software.
Besides from Spankwagon on location, what we're going to do is we will be commenting on the fireworks show later on.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you'll be ringing in the Vegas New Year live with us on the air.
That's right. We will also go ahead and do our regular bits of news right here, little oddballs or odd stories. You know,
wouldn't that be what your children's stories? Would be called? Your
oddballs,
children.
Yeah.
Oddballs?
They have Down syndrome.
Ouch.
Wow. I got an awe from this.
Yeah,
I couldn't have teleprompted that any
No,
better.
You couldn't have, man. That was well done.
Wow.
We need live audience more often.
That's great.
No smack, though, tonight. That's too bad.
That is.
Smack was saying he only wanted to come down here and do this, but, you know.
So, a lot of people say they want to come down.
But
we've had a few
them.
People promise. They will not be announced unless they show up. So
exactly.
You show up, you get mad props.
Big time mad props.
However, for our current studio audience victims, what we have tonight is bad food.
Yes, finally, our second ever bad food. After the first successful night, everybody's saying how much they enjoyed listening to it and how much they wanted to play along.
That's right.
Everybody really, really enjoyed listening to us gag on Paul Newman's peanut butter cups.
Yes.
What was the spicy peanuts? The Chinese
the spicy peanuts
or spicy?
We had soy nuts.
Soy nuts. Oh, my favorite, the sesame crackers.
I was saying that same thing.
Sesame
don't bring
scene.
Up those that bad memory.
Ugh.
The bad omen. The first thing we ever ate on bad food, which was a bad omen itself, the candy cake decoration, the shape of a cross, that shattered when we pulled it off the cardboard.
That's never good.
No.
Never good at all. So we're going to be kind of continuing that. And, of course,
we have a couple of old favorites and a few new ones. Old favorites in as we have our studio audience is going to join us in taste testing.
Yes. So we're going to get live reactions from them a little later on.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. can I get another yes?
Ed
any other yeses? There you go. See, they probably don't even know you exist out there until you get the mics all worked in your favor.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Yeah, I know. We're all sitting there staring at the stratosphere. Yeah. They've got the lights lighting up the side in multiple colors, from like yellow to purple to blue, and they're changing.
And they also go off and shine up in the night.
Mm-hmm. And then they got spotlights on top of the stratosphere, which are lighting up the tower itself. No, that's actually Luxor. The Luxor, they can see the light from the shuttle.
I'm sure they can see
from the ISS and everything. They can see the light from the Luxor. But we're down here freezing our asses off, all for the sake of someone's entertainment. Please let it be yours.
Yes. As you can might have heard right now, we also have yes.
Yeah, it wasn't gunfire. Someone's lighting off fireworks.
Yeah, illegal fireworks as well. We'll see
that.
It's tonight.
Only good stuff is illegal.
That's right.
Just ask Tit. He tried to burn down an Indian reservation.
That's right. I was actually there with him.
You know, I mean,
we actually create a bonfire out of nowhere.
How do you create a bonfire in the desert?
Well, you know how fireworks are made out of, like, rockets and whatnot, and mortar shells and mortar tubes.
Right.
They're cardboard.
Yes.
So basically, we put all these things into a big pile and set it on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
By lighting up a bunch of ground blooms, like in a five-pack simultaneously, throwing them on there.
Interesting.
It was very fun. Security came out and yelled at us, and that time I put up a spinner.
Yep.
Those ones with the helicopter blades.
Mm-hmm.
And it flew into a wooded ravine and set fire to some shrubbery.
Oh, Jesus.
By that time, it blazed up. Yeah.
Yes. Shrubbery. We're getting told it was tumbleweeds, not shrubbery.
Thank you, Mr. T.
No, actually, you haven't been to my front yard. I got a dead tree. It's pretty much a weed.
Shrubbery.
At least I don't have, think of dead trees in front yards. At least my tree doesn't look like a lollipop.
Yeah, my tree is
and have silked flowers in the ground around it.
Yeah, I can't get around that one. First time I went out to go mow the lawn.
That was funny.
Silk flowers.
Silk flowers in the
lawn.
In
the yard.
That's great. That's decorating for I don't know who, you know?
It's like, you know.
You never have to water
them. I think somebody went, instead of going to Home Depot, I went to like McFrugal's or, Big Lots.
Big Lots, yeah. And they went to Big Lots. I think I'll put this in my yard.
Yes.
Obviously the odd jokes are going to be the hit tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy. Thinking of some odd shit today, the wife and I both actually got to see this. I have never seen it done before, but the wife and I both got to see it at separate times, the same accident. A car accident. Where they hit the fire hydrant.
Really?
And you know how in the movies when it goes off, you hit the fire hydrant and the water's supposed to shoot?
No, it doesn't.
It did.
Dude, those fire hydrants right there, if you notice, actually about 2 feet out from the fire hydrant in the pavement, you'll see a metal cap. And that's actually a water valve that goes to the hydrant to prevent that from happening and to keep the fire hydrant itself from getting rusted out.
Well, Jorge the gardener left it open.
I wonder if that could be related to Swiss Family Rodriguez over here.
You mean the ones that parked illegally? They got out. They look like they're ready to dance. They still put up the handicap sticker in the vehicle.
They just salsaed their asses right over the stratosphere.
Honestly, actually, they came back to get something out of the vehicle. Yeah. It looked like a frying pan. I wasn't quite sure what it was. Did you figure out what it was?
It
was big and round. I was like, cast iron? What are you doing, cooking dinner?
I see.
Yeah, tortilla time. Well, I don't know. You can make tamales. Those are always fun. I asked the wife about that. She spent 12 hours making dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of tamales. So
you made that many tamales? What for? Just had a tamale craving?
So
you didn't make this in your own kitchen, just got a wild hair and said, I'm going to make some tamales today.
Oh.
Ah. Well, that's quite interesting. So.
Was it? Good. But yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff. As Cole Balls here just gets handed a pair of gloves. Isotoner?
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm OJ. They don't fit.
Then I must acquit.
Yeah. If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
He's begging for the blanket. Aww.
I got
what
one
are those? Wait, what are those? Hold on.
They're promos.
Marlboro. Apparently. They're Marlboro guns. You sent in for some points.
Not me. I don't smoke.
Well, no. Your mom did. Next thing you know, you're going to wear that Joe Camel plastic paper vest jacket thing, you know. It's all in sake to keep cold balls warm. There you go. Send in those points.
I love how somebody writes like some sort of like corporate signature onto like painter's overalls and tries to pass mm-hmm. them off as clothing.
Oh, of course. Well, you know, there's a lot of people in town. What they'll do is they'll sit there, they will airbrush stuff on there and sell it. You know, you go over to like the Fantastic down on Decatur.
Ooh.
And, yeah, ooh.
The swap meet. Yes.
It's the indoor swap meet, a big ass indoor swap meet with a bunch of used carpet from the Fitzgeralds.
Can't move my fingers. This gloves are so goddamn short.
You're going to feel like the Incredible Hulk. Lou Ferrigno in those gloves. You'll start ripping out the seams. Hulk get mad. Hulk wear isotoner. Oops.
Fuck isotoner. No way, man.
Marlboro.
Marlboro, man.
That's what they said. Mm. Did they smell like Marlboro?
Corinthian leather, man.
Yeah, that smelled like car vinyl. Not Corinthian leather. Car vinyl. No
way you get rawhide with shit like this if you sit on it. Like in shorts in a car seat.
Ow. Ah! Ah! News! Someone grab those? My news just blew away.
Yes.
So, now that we're really kind of at a slow start to this tonight.
That we are. But
probably because we're cold. We're freezing.
First, Mad props go out to our first audience member for saving the news tonight.
Mad props to the audience listener.
As the Clicker Liquor Pod gets disemboweled.
So.
And who is this audience listener, Trench?
This audience listener is actually someone from wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yes, she is one of the regular fans that sits with our group of constantly there fans.
Wow.
Always there every week watching people wrestle, except she missed the only good show so far this year because she had to just go do a family thing.
Uh-huh.
Had to go home for Christmas, you know. The whole season. Oh, what we got?
Look at
here's proof for downtown.
Ooh.
Hey. That's the first one of the night. Someone mark that on a calendar.
Please let it be some idiot who just climbed up a light pole and got electrocuted.
Like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oscar Goodman psychic, man.
Yeah. Oh, picking up a bum. It went the other way. See that? Oh, wait, no. It has to take the back road over here.
That's right.
Because the strip's closed.
That's right.
So, yes.
But anyhow, yes. So, mad props out to LV Girl.
Yeah, LV Girl. No email, no photos.
Yeah.
She's really not that interested. Well, we had to say it, you know. She was like, well, people email me. Well, we don't quite attract stalkers. It'd be kind of nice if we did, because then we'd know who our fans are. Maybe gear a little more towards them.
This is the first one. Go ahead, say hi to the audience. That's great. All right, there you go. And with us, as usual, is
the wife.
Mark's wife.
We drug the wife along because the wife wanted to do something else, and I insisted we had to do this. Yeah, I'm pretty much dead. I'm pretty much. Yeah, I owe big time because of this.
Yeah.
So, but we are out here. We're going to bring in the new year. By the way, since we haven't plugged our site enough, because we always need to plug the website.
Colder than a witch's tail.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
And I'm your host, Trencher. That's Claude Balls, and we're off by half an hour, but you won't know that.
That's right. And it doesn't matter anyway, because we're getting prepared. We're going to get psyched.
Cold balls. Yes, this isn't Claude Balls this evening. It's Cold Balls. Let me explain to you what he's using for a blanket. And this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
This tells me how much he loves his car or knows how to make it functional. What he decided to do is there's a blanket in the in his Ford over, you know, 20 feet from us that he can't use because his mother said no. Now, mommy yes. said no to that. So what does Claude, a.k.a. Cold, here do? He goes into the trunk of his car. He grabs the mat. Yes, of his DeLorean. He grabs the mat out of the trunk, the trunk cover, or whatever you call it, and he's using it to cover himself up.
Yes.
Which is absolutely hilarious because this thing is a very stiff piece of carpeting that if he covers up, it looks like he's,
It was starched 20 years ago. Yes, it's a factory.
Cardboard tube. Huh?
Yes. Tucking and
wrapping.
A lot
of tucking, yes. He's sort of a Christmas gift. If he moves his legs, he unfolds and springs. The thing will spring forth. And he's crunching down over his cold little balls.
Yes. Not little, man, but they do shrink in
yes,
the cold.
Well, you said they
were, trying to crawl back inside.
They're like, warmer places, please!
But.
Actually, I enjoy the fact that we actually had some parking roped off for us.
But
it was far away. I haven't quite figured that one out.
Yeah,
they roped the farthest spots away. Who knows?
But so, it's a fun night. Yes, yes, it is. Down here, we're going to see a lot of stuff. We've already seen drunks get kicked off property.
Yes, drunks.
That was very fun.
People on Pee Wee Herman bicycles.
Riding through. Very one guy coming through checking out my ride.
Yeah, that's all he did was stare at the car. Of course, you got those new plates.
That's right.
How do you like them?
You know what? I got them. I put them on today.
Today?
The only place I've driven them was down here.
That's it?
Yes. That new. That clean.
So explain to us your plates.
My plates are the new Las Vegas plates.
Which ones are those? Because we have the atomic ones.
No, we don't have those.
Okay.
Those were denied.
Okay, good.
Hey, the paddy wagon just went by. No, but the atomic plates have been suspended right now, the production of, because it gives the wrong message about Yucca Mountain.
Yeah.
According
they
to
had
the
They had the mushroom cloud on them with E equals MC squared, you know,
the theory of relativity. The
relativity, yeah.
Exactly. So I have the commemorative plates for Las Vegas, the city of.
Hmm.
And they're very nice.
Good. So you're really, really pleased with them, huh?
I am, yeah.
And of course, they're personalized, so they've got your own little thing about your car on there.
Yeah, I have
which
my
is
car
great.
Name. That's great. I won't give out my plate name on the internet.
No. Good
very good yes. idea. I wasn't even going to go there. I was just kind of letting them know it's personalized. You'll know it's him.
Yeah.
Because it'll fit his ego. It fits perfectly with his ego.
I'm from Hollywood. Literally. I can claim that.
Yes, you can.
Andy Kaufman wasn't, but I am. I also have the attitude of an asshole to go with it, too.
I'm from Hollywood. Yeah. But we had a little fun, actually, on Saturday, picking up this stuff.
You can hear my gum? Anyhow.
Great.
I didn't go quite as far as I expected.
Keep in mind, you just flicked it towards your car, and I'm going to step on it.
Away.
You know?
It went away. I saw it to go that way.
Okay. It went away. It grew legs and walked away.
Yeah. You see what crawls around on the ground here, you'd believe it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on. Saturday.
Fuck.
You got to quit pissing people off.
Why?
That the guy in the saline.
Fuck saline owners, man. I've already had one guy who's a bad ambassador for saline Mustang owners.
Explain.
You were there with me.
Well, you explained though.
He tailgated me. It was not right to do. They tried to pass me, so I flipped him off.
Not only did you flip him off, but you saluted. I mean, you held your arm right across me, right up to that window. You were just boom out there,
right on. And at which point, now he speeds the fuck away. Okay, he cuts over two lanes. It's a three-lane road. I'm in the far left. He cuts over two lanes and he goes vroom on ahead. Then all of a sudden, gets in front of me, pulls over into the center lane. And stops, like he's gonna make a left turn, but he can't. Mm-hmm. Then gets behind us.
Hmm.
And pulled up alongside of you on the side of
yeah,
us
pulled
on
up
the right.
alongside of me on my side on of the car. Side.
And looked like you said he was gonna throw a drink on my car.
He had like a styrofoam drink cup, you know,
yeah.
like a generic drink cup.
Yeah.
He looked like he was gonna chuck it at us. He really did.
And about that point, but before he could get up to me, is when it surprised you as well when I slammed the brakes and slid.
Yeah.
And he had to end up hitting his brakes, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to lose control of his car a little bit and started sliding.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was fun. So we pissed off Saline, who he basically tried to tail us and yell at us, and then he left.
Yeah.
He went one way, and we immediately took a left.
Yeah.
He had, you know, it was like,
that's right.
Let's get out of here.
He could have followed us if he was really pissed off, but he didn't. He didn't even pull up next to us. That's how, you know.
Like I said, he had that drink thing out, so I thought he was really going to chuck.
Maybe he spilled it.
That'd be great if he spilled all over his interior and his
lap. I'd like to think that tonight.
Hey, New Year's Eve, you can take what you want, dude.
Oh, Jesus. Let that idiot saline owner spill his drink in his car and let his cock fall.
Thank you. Jesus. God. Yeah. Man, wait a minute. We hit it once in pre-show and you've already hit it up twice. Once now in the show.
What?
Man, you're already going to the lowest common denominator.
Which is that?
You know. You just said it.
The cock?
Nope. There we go again.
I can go lower than that.
Oh, don't. No. No. We want to keep our one audience member.
Go sc.cx, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
There you go.
That's horrible. That's awful.
You want to go lower?
No.
All right.
I said no to the first one. Didn't stop you. This will?
Sure.
Good.
It's I make a resolution to try to show up one time. Anyhow.
Do things on time.
Yeah. Well, yes, we're down here in the fabulous Culinary Union parking lot. Mad props to the Culinary Union for letting us use it.
Culinary Union for letting us use it. The security for letting us be here.
Yes.
Mad props, so let's go ahead and give those.
Mad props.
As we explained, this is the official clicker liquor pop.
Wherever he goes, we go. My
really?
Clicker liquor pop.
No. I'm not going to carry clicker liquor pop in my pocket. My ass will be running somewhere and all of a sudden you'll just hear this.
Fall on it.
Crunch.
like,
of course,
the keys.
They got the retarded version of the Clicker Liquor Pop. I told you about that.
Yes, you didn't just tell me. You sent me a link to that. I forgot to put that up.
There is a retarded version of the Clicker Liquor Pop with a helmet.
Yes.
A helmet. So it's the kid in the helmet. It's the Clicker Liquor Pop in a helmet.
You know, the retarded kids that put in the helmets because they have seizures and fall down and go boom.
Frequently. Repetitively. But we're all just kind of enamored with the Stratosphere right now.
I'm sure it'd be fun if you had a retarded kid. You, like, paint him some those popcorn shakers. You know?
Jesus. And then turn on Pokemon in front of him. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break and recoup so that way we can come off a little bit better in the next segment.
It's Red's flavor. What the hell is this guy doing?
He's going back. Is that the same car that checked out your vehicle?
Come back to lift the vehicle now.
What the hell?
My ass, man.
Not with all of us here.
Hell no, man.
All right, folks. We're going to be back. This is Spank Wagon Radio. Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah, rub it in. Thank you.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back
in a minute. Alrighty, we're back.
Like a vertebrae.
Yeah. Recorded, as always, with a fine Macintosh.
If it's not live, it's in the archive.
And there's no choice. This is in the archive.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to it, actually, you're listening to it recorded on Tuesday night, actually, New Year's Eve. You're with Spankwagon Radio at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
And if you're listening to it, it's actually Thursday night, so you missed out on this kind of fun that we're having here. Freezing our asses off, entertaining you.
That's right.
Actually, we had a good question here. Your mom's with us because she's part of the security team here.
Yeah, she runs security.
She took a look at the Clicker Liquor Pop. Now, I know from what you've told me, she used to listen to the show.
Yes.
And she does not know this sound. You do know this sound. Good. Yes, this is the infamous Clicker Liquor Pop, part of Bad Food Night that actually started becoming a mascot, if you will.
Yes.
So it's moved up in life. No expense.
That cost 99 cents. It was the most expensive thing in a 99-cent store.
Yes.
That says a lot.
Yes. Actually, I think the most expensive thing we got in the 99-cent store was at Pez. But that's another story.
Yeah.
We got the helicopters buzzing around. You wonder if those are news helicopters?
Yes, they are. See, they have one hovering right down there.
I see. They're catching all the traffic. Actually, no, these are... They're not...
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about the tour helicopters. Well, they can't fly up and down the boulevard proper because it's illegal to... It's a no-fly zone. It's not. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, it happened. Pretty funny.
Jeez. They get a view of the plane that 600 feet away. That's
Can you imagine being on that plane with some guy just popping? Oh, yes, Vegas, here I come, my friend.
Oh, that's not good. Let's see. Moving on, looking at our time and trying to time
yes.
it right. Why don't we go ahead and start off with some news?
News.
I got my news because it was saved by our listener, our live listener. So right. What we do? Very much so.
Yes.
Man, dead to the world. All they do is load this up and start playing, and they fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'll go to them, and I'll say, hey.
Why, thank you.
Thank you. Now, right now, we're kind of lagging because he's cold, so he's not funny. And he's not funny when he's cold. Cold balls?
I have no blanket.
No blanket, I guess. Aww. His mom so rolled her eyes. It's great. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Anyhow. What's the first... Yeah, that's my mom, everybody.
Actually, you know what? Let's start off with a story that'll make you warm.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
No, I can't really.
Yeah, you can wear the coat.
Fuck it, I can't. Well, what are you going to stay warm with? You got another jacket?
Oh, well, I'm not going to stay in there.
You got another jacket and tell me? God damn.
Nice.
Oh, shit, man.
That's cool.
Ow! God. Aw. Oh. Damn.
You feel better now?
No. I collapsed a quarter of my lung.
Oh. You saying your mom's tougher than you?
Jesus. I ain't going to hit her. No, hell no.
She will get a frying pan. Kerbong. That's all we'll hear. All over Vegas.
Hey, this is my cousin Vinny.
You have a cousin Vinny.
You lied to me. Wow. There you go. What's the first news story?
First news story, actually. This is something that, wow. We've talked about it before. If anybody's ever been up in Vegas and up in Sun City, Henderson, Summerlin, the nicer parts of Summerlin, Green Valley.
Sure.
The ones that they actually have the golf carts built in the, or the golf courses built in the actual neighborhoods.
Into the community itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually drive golf carts legally on the streets within these communities.
Mm-hmm. And they actually have road signs that show like a golf cart
with the golf clubs flying
out
off the back. It's funny as hell. And it's a guy, it's an old man like going, leaning over the steering wheel trying to see.
And it's amazing itself. Detail.
They can picture it.
They can picture. We've learned.
We have smart listeners.
We do. I'm impressed. We are too. So are they. We're smart. They said it on the air. We're not because we're sitting here in the cold. Realize that.
Yeah, it's for the studio audience. That's right.
Oh, him. Actually, this news came out of the St. Petersburg Times in Tampa Bay, Florida. An elderly golf cart driver wanders onto I-75.
Really?
Yes. And I love this, what it's called. The neighborhood he's from is Sun City Center. I wonder if it's Adult Web Community.
You know what it probably is. I love how they always want to name these things like after Twilight.
Oh, yeah. My favorite in Vegas here is the Oasis. Oasis View, Oasis Palms, Oasis Road,
Assisted
Oasis this.
Living Centers.
Oasis everything. All these apartments. Anyhow, Donna Kelly was stunned by the sight of an elderly man in a golf cart puttering along the on-ramp to Interstate 75. He was at least a mile from any of the golf cart paths that are common in this neighborhood. It's a retirement community. Go figure. Before he was stopped on Thursday, this is last week.
Now, is this guy senile?
Hold on.
Before he was
stopped on Thursday, the 85-year-old man drove his golf cart 5 miles on I-75, never exceeding 20 miles an hour. So he never made it past 20 miles an hour.
You know people are honking, he's yelling at them, too.
You know he was yelling back at them. The unusual sight generated at least 15 calls to law enforcement. It also attracted a convoy of Good Samaritans. What they did is they surrounded the golf cart to keep him protected from people who were going to speed past. So, God forbid they get hit, push themselves into him. But no, they were going to try to protect the old man. He didn't pull over, though. What happened was, by the time the sheriff's deputies caught up with the group, the sheriffs caught up, stopped the convoy. They gently helped the man out of the cart. Yeah, they gently helped. They weren't...
That's saying a lot, especially when you consider our own law enforcement agency in Southern Nevada, you know, their attitude towards the elderly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They toss them all around. So, basically, he got lost. That's the official explanation here.
He got lost.
Yeah, he got lost. Somehow he took a wrong turn out of the community.
That left turn in Albuquerque, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically, he was actually heading home from a doctor's appointment.
He took a fucking golf cart to the doctor's office?
Yes. And that guy.
So he had to take that route to get there.
No, not necessarily.
Before. City streets.
City. Well,
you're only supposed to drive that in the housing tract community.
Only if that housing. Well, here's the thing. What if that housing tract were bordered along? Think about it. You built a retirement area. You're going to want to put a hospital nearby.
Maybe.
You know, the clientele are just going to die sooner or later. Why not make it convenient?
I don't understand why they market homes for old people.
What do you
mean? They're going to die. They're not going to live to go ahead and pay the mortgage.
Right, exactly.
Who the hell is this?
No one we know. The security here is really good. They're not shooing many people off.
Yeah, I know.
But basically what the police did, they actually then took the man and they sent him safely home. What they did is the cops drove the golf cart with a cop car escort front and rear, and they asked the man to retrace his steps. So that was very trusting of them. So remember that. It's already been done in Florida. You know it's going to happen here in Vegas soon, where an old man in a golf cart's going to get a wild hair. He's going to head up on the 95, or worse yet, the Beltway. At least on the Beltway,
Beltway.
But at least on the Beltway, he'll be going the speed limit. What just happened? We just flickered. Hopefully that didn't affect the cast.
That was funny. I mean, this was like the fucking city block that just flickered.
Like
here.
The entire city block
and
went
something
blink.
Turned off because it's dark as hell right now.
Oh, he lost a couple lights. Interesting. So that's the first news, so remember that.
It's an omen.
Now, have any of you guys been, I know you haven't, have you ever been up there in the Sun City area? You got to go up there just for shits and giggles. The signs are pathetic, yeah. And then you will see old people in golf carts zipping by.
Now, see, to me, to an urban legend that I actually bought into was that garage door openers can trick pacemakers and screw them up into causing people, giving them a heart attack. So, yeah, I cruised through Sun City, clicking my garage door opener every old person I came across, trying to see if one of them would drop dead, and it just doesn't happen. Didn't work. I was actually disappointed, to tell you the truth. I really was.
He was. I can imagine, too. You'd be like, I can see you standing in front of an old man, holding that thing to his chest, going, die! Die!
Yeah, because I'm driving all frustrated through there, man.
Well, if the garage door doesn't get him, the bumper will.
Yeah, I know. What's funny is the like, especially when you're in a big van. I used to drive a Ram Van 3500 for the bank in 97.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you do is you tailgate one of these things and honk the horn.
Just start honking and tailgating, honking and tailgating.
That's funny as hell to see these old people panic.
Yeah, it would be. Because, you know, they're freaking out because of it. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm actually warming up. Yeah.
Good.
Claude Ball's getting some feeling back into his balls.
Let's see. Let's find something. I got a lot of geek news.
It's like Desinex on my scrote.
I got a lot of geek news here. Here we go. Here's something I pulled from The New Yorker.
And what is that?
Yes. The New Yorker.
Actually, you know what? I'm very glad about something. I have a power strip plugged into that.
Yes. That voltage spike would have killed it.
Yes.
That lights are coming back on, whatever it was.
Yes. It was a voltage spike.
Okay. It's a matter... what it is, basically, is a guy. I kid you not. His name? Jack Ass.
First Jack name Jack, Ass. Last name Ass.
Exactly. He is suing Viacom International.
Yes. Because of the show Jackass.
Because of the show Jackass. Jackass, who stumbled upon the MTV show Jackass 2 years ago and was moved to mark his displeasure with litigation.
Yes. And why is that? Explain to the home audience.
Because he... my understanding from this is he didn't want to be... you know more of the backstory than I do.
Yes.
Okay. He, and as I stutter and stammer, he changed his name legally a few years ago for a very interesting, if not dumb, reason.
Yeah, apparently he had a brother that was killed in a drunk driving accident. His brother was sober and got hit by a drunk driver and was killed.
Correct.
So, to raise awareness about the subject, he changed his name to Jack Ass.
How does that raise awareness?
I don't know. I don't see a remote connection.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if we're talking about it.
So in the sense that this lawsuit has brought him recognition.
Yeah.
Plus, he has his own website.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I forget what it is, man. Like, it was stupid. That didn't even have any bearing on the anti-drunk driving awareness program. Never mind.
Yeah, it says here in one of the paragraphs, he had been Jackass for only 5 years.
Yeah.
Before that, he was Bob Kraft.
Bob Kraft.
Bob Kraft is now Jackass. But in 1990, his brother died in a car accident, and 7 years later, he decided to change his name to help a cartoon character that he had created named Andy Ass, A-N-D-I-A-S-S.
Andy Ass! Andy Ass! That's the other one.
Crusade Against Drunk Driving.
Here you go.
On two websites and through a non-for-profit organization called Hearts Across America, a legitimate organization.
Yeah. Andy Ass, that was the character.
Yeah, but could you imagine if he would have presented that Jackass and Andy Ass to them? Hi, my name's Jackass, and I want to present to you Andy Ass to use to tell people not to drink. Andy Ass says not to drink.
No.
Yeah, don't be an ass is pretty much...
My favorite one is Tiger Man. If you want to talk about kids, characters to show to school to motivate them.
Right.
Tiger Man. This guy is, like, totally buffed up, man.
Right.
I mean, he's like, totally buffed, and he has this wrestling get-up, man.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells kids not to be tough, that they should resolve their problems.
Now, wait a minute. We ran into something very similar to that. Mr. T's video. What's that called?
Be somebody or be somebody's fool.
Correct. The Mr. T video, in one of the segments in there, he tells you not to wear other people's labels.
Because Calvin Klein wouldn't wear clothes with your name on that, so why should you wear clothes with his name on yours?
And he tells you, Mr. T actually tells you to take a marker and put your name on your shirt.
Yeah.
Like right in front of your shirt.
Yes. So these kids in this video are writing their name on Post-it pads, putting it on their shirt.
Mm-hmm. That's not the best part. The best part is two scenes... Kidding. Yeah, really.
How do you know my name? How do you know my name?
I caught that one.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-S-T-I-T-S.
Okay. Think about this, though. In the next scene, he's talking about, like, weightlifting or who cares. And he's wearing Adidas pants and Adidas shirt with Adidas completely emblazoned on the back.
Totally.
And on the front. So you tell me what signal Mr. T is trying to tell us. Tell us that, okay, Calvin Klein ain't good enough, but Adidas is?
Adidas is, yeah. Because Run DMC rapped about it.
Yeah, of course. My Adidas.
My Adidas.
Good song, though. I mean, for old school rap.
I'm sure tacos are smelling good right now.
Are you sure that's tacos, not cat?
I know that's tacos, man.
Are you sure you salivate about the dump?
That's just an odd reaction.
Okay. Of course, you're not looking forward to bad food tonight.
No, but I know our studio audience is.
Yes, they've already been sorting through it, going, well, this might turn out to be good.
Santa Claus, there's a fight right now over Santa Claus's bones.
What?
Santa Claus.
Okay, explain.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Trench. What it is the Saint Nicholas, mm-hmm. right there. He's Catholic, so you might know him. Basically, what it is with him right there is... there's dogs loose in the parking lot. This is fun.
Love watching all these tourists.
This is people watching to a T. Anyhow, his bones were stolen during, like, I think the 12th century and taken to Turkey.
Santa Claus.
St. Nicholas.
Oh, St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas, who Santa Claus is based off of. And then they're in Turkey, so now Italy has decided they want him back, so they're gonna sue.
Okay.
Now, what makes this really funny is the story on CNN, this is in the offbeat news section,
right,
has a picture of a skeleton going like this, with a red trim hat on like Santa Claus.
So the skeleton is waving, basically, and sort of the generic arm wave.
Yeah, it's got a Santa hat
and
on.
And a Santa, so we, it's like the
Nightmare
like Before
yes
Christmas.
Man wears every day.
Oh, okay. So it's sort of a Nightmare Before Christmas thing that they were going for.
Kind
of. But then we're talking about CNN, who just let everybody know that Jerry Lawler and Andy Kaufman were in a fake fight.
No.
Yeah, didn't you know? I mean, Bob Zamuda told us it once, and so did Man on the Moon, but Jerry Lawler has to sell books.
Yeah,
so
I have a story.
His publicist sent something to CNN.
A spank wagon pseudo-listener, you know, says they want to listen and never do. I talked to them today. Just found that out for the first time, too, when they read that on CNN.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he gets who that is.
I think so.
Yes.
I didn't know. as we take our digs on tit every day and all the time. So they're suing. Do they know the bones exist? They know where they're located at?
Yeah, they know where they're at.
So they're going to sue to try to get them back?
Yes.
Okay.
Although
how do you sue for bones?
Although Turkey says they're not going to get it back and they should be happy with what they have right now, which is his legs. So it's not all in one piece.
So you're telling me that Turkey has... No, Italy has...
Italy has
legs.
Santa Claus's legs.
Right.
And Turkey has the rest of him.
Oh, God.
And Italy wants the rest of Santa Claus back.
Why doesn't Turkey just want the torso? Or no, Turkey want the legs?
I don't know. Turkey's like, we got enough stuff as it is right now. And when pressed...
Turkey legs.
Huh. Yes. And
thank you. I knew you'd catch on.
And what makes this really funny
is
the fact that... Italy, they asked them why. Why all of a sudden do you want the saints' remains back? We see no religious whatnot here or there. They go, we want it back to boost our tourist trade.
What?
Who the hell wants to come see the rest of Santa Claus?
But you realize what would happen if they advertised it as the remains of Santa?
Yeah, the same shit that happened with the fucking vicar that told kids Santa was going to burn alive. For speeding that fast.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that last show. But if you say, here's Santa Claus's bones, they're all going to start crying because Santa Claus is dead.
Yeah.
And that's going to ruin a lot of kids.
I know. So?
But it's tourism, you know, it's all good for tourism.
Yep.
Exactly. See, Santa's.
You don't think they're going to call St. Nicholas, they're going to call Santa Claus. Yeah.
But his legs are only in Italy, everything else is in Turkey. His torso, neck, head, backbone.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if he's a saint, he's an important guy. If they're not coming to see his legs, then they're certainly not going to be there to see the rest of it.
Exactly.
What other news do we have, Trench?
Well, moving on to take a look at a couple geek items here. Actually, this is something that's very annoyingly aesthetic. Geez, they're already digging in.
You must wait for bad food.
You need to wait for us.
Hey.
Well, if you want to have the gum, be prepared to give us a full report.
Yes.
You
don't eat the gum just yet. You can have it as like an after-dinner mint.
After-dinner mint. No, there's going to be an after-dinner. Yeah. Yeah, okay, we'll deal with that later.
We have a trash can out here already.
Yeah, we have a trash can on the other side of the pillar.
Trust me.
Apple computer, you know, I like Apple, obviously. You like Apple, obviously.
We're recording on
We're using an iMac right now here out in the field. The field.
The field.
I said the field. We'll give them mad props. Okay. Mad props for iMac.
That's her favorite part of the show is the mad props.
Yeah, she could sit to it maybe 2 hours of just that tick a tick a tick. Apple's planning on releasing computers and devices that will dynamically change color.
Really? And how so? Explain more.
Well, Apple's applied for a new patent. I'm not even going to read the number. For what's called a computing device with dynamic ornamental appearance. Now,
ornamental is in decorative. Not
ornamental
an
is
Asian
in decorative.
Person.
Think about it this way: blue Dalmatian and flower power. But the invention pertains to electronic devices capable of dynamically changing their ornamental or decorative appearance. In other words, the outer appearance is seen by the user, not of the screen, not a screensaver.
The casing.
The actual casing. the casing, the CD player, whatever is an external with this stuff. The light arrangement inside the case, which generally includes one or more light sources, Ooh. Is configured to produce light for transmission through the light passing walls. Hello.
Hey now. Hey now.
Yeah, we're going to watch her get ready all night long. What did she do before we noticed?
She's pulling the underwear out of her crack right now.
Good God. Is she playing a guitar with that song?
Yeah.
She's working up the route. We're watching people adjust in a linky dress. You know, she probably has dog face. She probably has a dog face. We can't tell from here.
That's not the point. I ain't looking at her face, am I?
Well, I know you're not. Jesus.
Ah.
No, no, do it again.
Wait, she put that dress on in the vehicle?
I don't know.
Hey, we missed a good thing there.
Show me your boobs.
You will see firecrackers if you show me your boobs. Wait till midnight.
That is nickel to see this sweet yodel patch.
Oh, man. All right.
Anyhow,
moving on. Basically, what they're doing is light piping through the Mac, fiber optic light piping, or as they do in the Duracell display cases, they have that big flat piece of Lexan that's like red.
Yeah.
Light shines down on it, and it pipes it to the edges, so it looks like the edges glow. So yeah, it's Mac. They want to put in light piping.
Interesting.
And they want to patent light piping, which is going to be interesting because isn't
light
that technically
piping is fiber optic?
Yeah, isn't that technically fiber optic?
Light piping.
Isn't that already been done?
It's like water piping.
But, for example here, what they want to do is they want to have it be more passive.
Sure.
Go
for
it. It may be configured to provide additional feedback to the user of the electronic device and give users the ability to personalize or change the look of their electronic device on an outgoing basis. That is, a housing of the electronic device is active rather than passive. The housing has the ability to adapt and change. For example, light may be used to exhibit a housing behavior that reflects the desired or moods of the user. You have a mood Mac. Uh-oh. We got something coming up. The wife.
This is what I think. It is a picture frame of the future. You put this up, and then you can change the picture.
Well,
whenever you feel like
right
it.
Now
you
it's
don't actually
well,
have to take anything off the wall. You don't have to put any more holes in the wall. Just like that.
Well, I'd like that.
I'm thinking that's what we're talking about here. I think we need to invest in this.
They already have those. They have the smart picture frames where you put the smart card full of images, and it will play through the images. You know, and that's expensive. And you want to take a look at, like, a plasma screen TV.
I think we need to invest in this.
You know.
This would make you very happy.
This is plastic inside a computer. It's a mood Mac, okay? If you're angry, the Mac will go black, I'm assuming.
Ooh.
Which it already tried to do once out here.
That you
makes,
know, that
wait,
might,
if that's the case,
minute,
we're looking at a mood building
wait a minute,
the stratosphere.
Wait a minute.
Okay?
Now, wait. That would be perfect, though, for all those husbands who are clueless about their wife's mood when they come home.
Wait.
And could thus come in as the wife is as the wife is playing on the computer.
Can I ask a question?
And then all of a sudden, he walks in, and if the computer is black, he knows, oh.
Run away!
Run away! Go away. Find some other place to be. If it is a different color, there's no movement in my... Can you hear me? And if he comes in and it's a different color, then it might be all right.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? If it's pink, you know, or I don't know what the romantic color would be. Maybe the flowers or whatever.
Yeah, flower power, blue Dalmatian.
Woohoo! It's time to, you know, get it on.
Men will just come home and try to reboot him.
Can I ask a question, though? You know, what would you do if you came in and the color was the color of porn?
Of porn. I want to know what color that is.
Yeah, well,
actually,
blue, obviously.
I would.
It can tell when you lie.
I
wasn't looking at porn. Blue. Shit.
You think that'd be worth it?
Yeah, walk in. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm doing the taxes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, man.
The computer says you're lying.
Exactly.
That's quite interesting.
I think she wants you to have the headset back. One other news piece we have here is called, I like this title, Requiem for a Payphone.
Funny, you made funny when you talk about it. We were talking about payphones before in the pre-show.
Yes, we were talking about payphones in the pre-show. Actually, it's talking about the fact, and I'm not going to really go into detail on this one because it's really geeky and this is not our audience right now. But basically, it's talking about how payphones are being replaced ever so surely by cell phones. Payphones are becoming a lost art, so to speak, in other countries. And here, yeah, I don't know. There's a funky party hat going on in front of us. Hey, maybe they might check us out, which will be kind of weird.
Yeah.
But they're working on actually destroying all these payphones and reclaiming them in metals and stuff like that.
You know what we should do? We should buy one. I buy one.
I'd buy a payphone to put one in the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even
cool.
Just disable it. Change your turn. Just use it as a regular phone. They have a reason, though. They're called the Vault. And that's because I've actually seen one of those torn apart. And what's amazing is how much plate steel is in this. Especially around the coin, of course. The coin carriage or the coin box. Those things are literally vault. There's no doubt about it. You might as well just pour concrete around them. You ain't breaking into them to get the change. You're yawning.
Yeah.
Feel better?
No, yawning means relaxed, not tired. I'm not tired. No, what it is actually on payphones right there, I have seen one person break into one.
I really?
Saw it on Cops.
Oh, yeah. is this your official investigative source? Cops?
Yeah. Guy to an acetylene torch. Yes,
that will
cut right into it.
Yep, that's just steel, and that'll just melt away. But what happens if you melt the coins?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're melting the case,
you want to know if they could be open. You didn't say if you could keep the contents inside.
It's like the people who hook up the truck to the ATM, you know, and they try to pull away with an ATM in tow. You've seen that? You've heard that about that?
Yeah. And what's funny is when it screws up and rips the bumper off, they get caught because
the license plate's still in the bumper.
That happens a lot.
I've read that. So. All right, folks. Yes. That was a little bit of a news segment. A very small one.
Very small.
Oh, we got more? Oh, the wife wants the microphone. Rip!
I like the story of the the people who got duped by the man standing beside the ATM saying, oh, the ATM deposit is not working. Here, you can take. I'll take your deposit.
See, now it's just stupid.
And, yeah, it's just stupid. How can the deposit part of an ATM be out of service?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just basically an empty.
Well, exactly.
No, how could it be out of service? It's an empty box. You're just putting that into an empty container. I mean, it could get full.
Well, no, hold on. There are roller leads. There are roller leads. When you set your envelope in there, it goes, and those are rollers that do that.
Right.
And whatnot. But, yeah. Who is stupid enough? Here's my
stupid
money.
Enough?
Here's my account number.
Oh, okay.
Think about that. They're putting their account number on this.
The envelope. Yeah, that's really stupid. They're
handing
I love that story. I'm sorry I ripped it off.
Sorry,
no, that's fine.
You
just you lost. He not only has a right sideburn.
Good. Let me get the other one off.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Well, he does have a mullet.
I don't have a mullet.
You have a mullet.
This my ass.
Can I get a vote here? Who all says he has a mullet? Raise your hand. Oh, shit. I'm just me.
That's right.
I guess
man.
Who all says he doesn't have a mullet? Raise your hand.
Hey.
Well, it's only one who's not voting. So it's 1-1.
I just need a haircut and it'll be back to normal.
Yeah, Claude's the tiebreaker and he don't count. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. We'll be back here in a little bit. Actually, we're going to return with bad food.
Bad food.
So we're going to do a microphone change, and we'll be back here in a little bit.
That's right.
And, Claude, tell them what they're listening to.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio, live Christmas, the New Year's Eve special.
Christmas?
Yeah,
we've already passed that. Yeah, that was Reverend's show.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at?
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
All right, be back in a minute. Or five.
Somebody's in our Ten. VIP plug.
Oh, we're backing in. Oh.
To my mind, I flex, slip like Wilson, Wonderful.
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 Isn't everything wonderful?
Wonderful now.
I know a bad. Close my eyes and I count to 10. Hope it's over when I open them. I want the things that I had before, like a Star Wars poster on my bedroom door. I wish I could count to 10, make everything be wonderful again. Hold my mom and I hold my dad. We'll figure out why they get so mad. Hear them scream, I hear them fight. They say bad words and make me wanna cry.
On the boom mic, so if you hear me rattling, I'm sorry.
I'm Claude. I'm on the regular headset right now.
So,
and you're doing fine.
We're actually doing our second ever New Year's Eve. Well, this is our first ever New Year's Eve, but this is our second ever bad food.
Second ever official bad food.
Official bad food night. This isn't just watching Smack do rails of Pixie Sticks.
Yeah, it was funny.
Last week, for those of you who want to download it, basically what he does is he takes and we cut up some Pixie Sticks.
We cut
and
lines
we mash
for
it, and we cut lines for him, and he snorts it.
He snorts real life Pixie Sticks.
Real life Pixie Sticks, and then
orange,
he does chasers of blue Pepsi.
Yes, and then washed his nose out with a nasal.
Nasal spray, thus make Kool-Aid in his nose.
Yes.
It was really bad.
Saline wash.
It was really bad. All right, looks like the wife is really wanting to play along bad food because she found the Nestle stuff.
Yes, now this is Wonka Bar.
Wonka Bar.
What's the name of it?
What's the name?
Thought I got to explain this. It's the Wonka Exploder, tongue crackling chocolate, and it's from the Wonka Corporation. So you would think that it would be all right. Now, if you would like to give your comments to the Nestle Corporation, it would be at
all right. Let's go ahead. And,
all right. Now break off a piece right
let's
here.
Let's break off.
Basically, this is going to be a treat here, and I'm not going to say anything until somebody bites some. I've had this before. I know what this is.
You want?
Yes.
So you're experienced with this stuff.
I'm experienced with this, and I do like it.
All right.
It's unique. No.
Is it going to hurt? All right.
No.
Shall we?
It's usually toned down a bit, but this is supposed to be Pop Rocks inside a candy bar.
Oh, man. He's not doing it. I need another bike. Mine's just giving me a little and then gone. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Yeah, very subdued. Well, it's covered in
suck
chocolate.
Suck hard, suck hard.
They are pop rocks.
Bad Food Night is not known for its good taste. Yes, it is horrible taste. Yes.
Well, like you said, it's bad. It's meant to be bad.
Yes.
Mine was edible.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's edible.
Well, technically, everything here is edible.
Technicalities, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you got to go with something.
Okay, what next, what next, what next? All right. Next. We've been dying to get a hold of these. These are pop knots. Listen
pop
to this. It's popcorn, but it's not. If you like popcorn, you'll love pop knots. These little munsters are only half...
Wait, munsters?
Munsters. They're only half pop, so you get mega crunch, mega munch. The secret? It's in our
unpopped
power.
Popcorn?
It's in our power to stop the pop. Seasoned or lightly salted. We've got flavor coming out of our ears. Seriously, that's what it says. Pop knots are seriously munch food, baby. They're the best part of the popcorn. Try a mouthful. Warning, this product should not be eaten where crunchy snacks are prohibited or in places where you have to share. Seriously.
What? I hate... I can't talk with a headset on because I keep hearing myself going, what did I just say?
All right,
are we ready?
Yes.
We all have our water out. What are they? Look like unpopped popcorn. This is so cheap. This is a horrible scam. I'm going to.
It's all right.
No.
It's edible.
I don't need it as part of a popcorn.
It's stale and grody, man.
Ooh, aftertaste, man.
Mm-hmm. Bad aftertaste. All right, that's gone. I need a drink of water.
Wow.
So, first off, Claude, what did you think?
That was pretty damn grody, I must say.
It was basically greasy popcorn you get like
greasy,
at the bottom of the bucket.
Greasy stale popcorn with rancid salt.
Hold on, I want to save these for last.
Oh,
maybe not for last necessarily.
What did you think of them?
Well, I thought they were all right until I got to the aftertaste, which I wonder if you had them fresh if they would actually be all right, because I do eat all of the popcorn when I go get popcorn.
Ugh.
Yeah, I didn't mind. I thought it was all right.
Women like stale food. I think we're starting to prove that here on Spankwagon.
Okay, what's up next? I think we should switch to something sweet. Hey, Cyber. Okay, now this is very something very interesting. Yes, read the salt content.
Yeah, someone grab that and read the salt.
What have you?
You know, everything on the nutritional facts is sort of normal, and then sodium, 7,060 milligrams, 294% of your daily allowance.
Holy cow,
sodium.
Whoa!
That's way too much salt. Now, that's what, 280% you said? 294% of your intake.
Of your daily allowance.
For the next 3 days.
Oh, shit. Yeah, remember, these are also bought at the 99-cent store, which is connoisseur of bad food.
No, thank you. I've had these.
No, thanks. I've had them.
We are veterans. We've eaten these.
We've eaten them. We know.
Now, before you two try this, what I would recommend is when you put it in your mouth, get a bit of saliva first, and then suck on them real hard.
Yeah, they're kind of going for the water.
Yes.
They're drinking a mouthful of water, getting prepared.
Ready.
Oh, we got some weird looks. Oh, we got some very... One spit out. One is already spit out. She's going right for the water. And the other one. The other one's gone, too.
That's very funny because...
Oh, it's worse than when you spit it out. That's what I said.
When you spit it out. Like, the food is actually, keeping the bad stuff from happening. You spit it out, and the bad taste...
What's very interesting about this is the same thing has happened to me. And everybody else I've ever seen eat that, and they got it too. You end up, by the time you want to get rid of it, you end up with, premature lockjaw.
Yeah.
The mouth just opens and it falls right out.
It's great. What are these?
All right. These are papaya chunks.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I'm looking. These have 90 milligrams of sodium.
Oh, we're
serving,
all going to die.
Servings per container, not applicable. That's what we have. NA, not applicable.
Not applicable.
Hey, at least it wasn't like the spreadsheet was bad and put the percent 20.
Well, I'm just curious. Is that a
throws everything out of balance? We don't know what any of this information
means. Maybe it means it's not edible. You're not supposed to eat it. So it's
probably.
A minute serving.
Here are the ingredients: papaya, cane sugar, FDAC yellow number 5 and 6, just in case it doesn't have enough color for you. And 502 calcium and citric acid.
It's probably gray when they make it.
Powdered calcium. Oh, thank you.
My fault, these idiots drove over.
We could have kept the caution tape. Not anymore. No, no, no. We know it went in that can.
Oh, we've been spinning in there.
Hey, at least it wasn't Claude bringing down the lowest common denominator.
Yeah. It was Claude's mom. Yeah.
Okay. Mmm. This is good.
Stale as hell.
Well, stale, but they'd be great ones. Have another one.
You didn't like it?
Uh-oh. The wife didn't like it. What's wrong with it?
I did not like the texture of this food.
Texture?
Very, disgusting. Icky.
Yeah. You just threw it on the roof. Let me go with that. Take my water. Cleanse my palate, if you will.
Yeah. God, that's horrible. It's all. It's like eating flavored sugar.
Well, yeah, and it's papaya, but yeah. I don't know. It wasn't too bad. If you want them, you can take them. They're yours.
Souvenir from Spankwagon.
That from compliments from Spankwagon, right? Because you suffered out here with us in the cold, and that makes you damn cool.
That it does.
Yeah, let's take the Sausalitos, officially. They're gone.
What's next on the list?
Saladitos, excuse me.
Actually, yeah.
La pasión por el chocolate.
Which means?
Siempre una rica historia. Something about passion for chocolate and always rich in history. These are called Blanco Carlos V con leche, dulce de leche, estilo chocolate blanco.
In other words, it's
white chocolate. White chocolate.
White chocolate and caramel. Dulce de leche, as far as I can figure out, is caramel. So it's white chocolate and caramel. This is from Nestle, so it should be corporation.
Oh, they're little bite-sized. I want to point out that we get them in little candy bars,
wow.
Individually wrapped, but you know what that means? This is the size of Fun, folks. Fun
slightly
is only this big.
No, Fun is a bit smaller.
Fun, you're right, Fun is a bit smaller.
This is like miniature Barrel of Monkeys.
Miniature.
It's white chocolate, too.
So we're opening up.
Asterisk.
Unfortunately, they look like they've been painted.
Yeah, right.
Asterisk.
The stuff looks like it's been painted with.
You know, that's stale chocolate. It's powdery white. It says Carlos V.
Plus, mine has some dots on.
Yeah, this is stale.
Hopefully, those aren't bug chewing marks.
No, they're not bug chewing marks. They're stale what?
Oh.
Okay, we're all breaking teeth here. Oh!
God.
Yuck. My wife doesn't mind it. And our guest here?
Yeah, I don't really like it.
No, it's
just haters. I mean, it's white chocolate, and I like zero bars. Have you ever had a zero?
Not bad, until about 2 seconds into your chewing. And then something happens, it starts to, I don't know, taste like paint.
It does.
It looks like it was
paint.
Painted. So
it's like eating latex paint.
It tastes so leche, and it's not good.
Hey, that leche was put there by fine immigrants.
Now, next up.
Okay. Oh, God, no.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I don't want those. Oh, you can't do this one. You're a vegetarian. So that means you're breaking all kinds of rules just by having the chocolate.
Are
the milk
vegan
chocolate.
Or vegetarian?
Oh, that's right. You're not vegan. Full vegan, which amazed everybody one time we were talking about that.
Pork rind.
Oh, you gave it away. Don't give her that one.
That's huge.
That's as big as she is.
I don't need one as big. I'm not even going to eat this. I'm just going to snip
the
it.
Fuck is
maybe
that?
Lick it.
Lick it. Okay, Claude, you know more about pork rinds than I do.
Clicker,
pork. All I know is that pork rind. See, you're going right into them. You love them. We were in Virginia, and this was like his meal of choice. I'm going to get pork rinds and soda.
300 miles in a car with him. Stuck.
Going to D.C.
Okay, I'm coming back.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, my mouth! Stop!
You expect me to take a bite out of this now?
Yes.
After that reaction?
Yes.
Oh God!
Be a man.
You got a can here. You can use the can. God. Oh. Ah.
By the way,
it's the burning that sucks.
Why is this burning? Oh, you fucker. These are red hot. Oh, God. I'm going to Dr. Pat. I need something other than water.
By the way, there's something I forgot to tell you, too. When it's really dark and hard like that and be crunchy, that's usually more fat in the skin.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Leave these for the security team here. They'll dig on these, I know.
The security team will love them. You all are right. So lucky you got to sit and watch.
Are we going to drinks or are we going to the popcorn?
That's a tough one because not everybody can share the drinks.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
We can. What we can do? Yeah, the caps.
Sippy cups and the caps. All right.
Yes.
The first drink we'll go with...
I got to read this one.
Yes, yes.
I love this one. This is called Go-Go Energy Drink.
Describe the girl in the front first.
Well, she's wearing a t-shirt with underwear. And
no, that's not underwear.
Saucy.
That's
what a name.
Saucy.
I think it's underwear.
She's anime.
Don't you think it's underwear?
Yeah.
I think it's a t-shirt and her underwear. With
and
combat
the contours
boobs.
On her boobs.
Yeah, she's got boobs.
Yes.
Defined.
Yeah. Okay, it's Wanna Go-Go. This stuff is it, man. Plain and simple. It's the most shocking beverage you've
valid.
Ever yes. ingested. Go-Go is gonna give you the energy, the drive, the stamina, the oof to get the job done. No matter how small or how huge the task at hand may be, it's full of vitamins, minerals, and herbs grown by guru guys and girls for centuries. So drink up and get ready to go-go. There's no turning back. Now, it is...
You know, hold on.
I'm being attacked by evil swine. I just got heartburn from eating one.
Wait, it was made by gurus?
Gurus.
In where?
New York.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
As we all take our lids.
Oh, my God, it's yellow.
Tells you how the gurus made it.
It looks like a urine sample.
I don't have my lid. Was that my lid? Okay.
There's a lid right there.
Why don't we go to come over? No, Claude. Claude, you get the can.
I get the can, though.
You get the can.
We're going to do energy drink shots out there.
Not even shots. You
okay,
ready?
You ready?
Bottoms up.
Ew, it's cough medicine.
It's like carbonated Robitussin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to pee.
That's why I tried to take the mic from you, honey. Thank you. It wasn't too bad.
I didn't mind.
It's not too bad, actually.
No,
I like
my
that.
Thing is, I can't have Robitussin. When I was a kid, if my parents wanted to make me puke just so I can get better, they gave me Robitussin. And when I taste that, I was like, Robitussin. Ugh.
I thought it was okay.
Actually,
I
like
a lot
it.
Is okay out of this. We're really failing with you. We're going to have to try harder next time for bad
actually,
food.
Actually, I really
like
it.
And invite
it.
You.
You like
we
it?
We should
yes,
have
I did.
Beef
I
jello.
Like
you would have liked beef jello.
No. She can't
she can't do beef jello.
And you couldn't do chicken and waffles either.
You couldn't do chicken and waffles. You probably threw it away. Oh, dear. Okay, moving on.
The question is, does this really make you go-go?
I don't know. I don't feel any hyper than I am.
Are you going to have to go?
Wait a minute. Huh.
I could smell that. I could
Whoa.
Smell that.
You don't understand. Last time, I just did a chug of the shit. And this time, it like hit my entire tongue.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Okay, what is this? This is Arizona Kiwi Strawberry Drink. Now, I like Arizona, so I'm not too much complaining. Got it.
You know what's interesting, what's interesting
oh,
to me
shit,
about this?
Oh, shit, I got that energy drink in my eye.
What's interesting to me about the Arizona stuff is that it's got grape skin extract in it. I'm not sure why, but...
Grape skin extract. Now, why grape for strawberry and kiwi? Looks like you're holding the old Budweiser can in the hand there. You got the hood. You want to go back with the bums?
Especially with the Iowa College sweatshirt.
Oh, that ain't right. Oh, that ain't right at all. Your mom stole your coat.
I want my coat. I'm cold, man.
Oh, well. How Let's go you? Ahead. Do our chug here. Arizona. Drinkable.
Yeah, but after it just got mixed with that go-go juice stuff right there, man.
Yeah, we got a little bit of that go-go left.
It's like drinking shrimp
ramen.
That
wasn't too bad. No, this is going to be the big one.
After this one.
I have been robbed.
Now, after this, we're going to finish this up with After Dinner Mensa, our final one.
Yes.
This will be the bang.
And I'll talk, yeah, this pisses me off because this is something I picked up because I liked it. I like the look of it. It's orange Pez flavored popcorn. It is made by Pez. It's in a Pez box, but it does not include a Pez dispenser. I feel
Even
so
though
robbed.
There's a picture of a Pez dispenser on the box.
Picture of a surfing alligator Pez.
Yes.
So let me go ahead and let me take a couple here. We started with popcorn.
It looks like popcorn.
It is popcorn.
That looks like it's cheese.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's the thing. You think you're getting cheese and it's an orange tip.
This might be a good gag gift.
Very good gag gift. Okay, that's fine.
It's odd.
Very odd.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
It's orangey.
I'll give it that. It has a hint of orange, but I mean more popcorn than orange.
No. No, no.
Cheerio. No, Fruit Loop.
Take one more bite and I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Fruit Loop.
Kix.
No.
No.
It tastes like cereal.
Yeah, it's cereal. It's Fruit Loops. If you taste it,
they flavor it with Pez. Actually, that's ain't bad.
That ain't bad at all.
It's like I'm eating cereal.
Mm-hmm. Then we got that.
I wouldn't choose it. I wouldn't, crave this, but...
Well, you may now. You're probably going to sit at home and go, I could... 99 cent store, I'll say. 99 cent only store.
Yes.
So that's pretty much crap. All right, now we're going to finish this up. Let me take a drink. Hopefully your guys' voices came out. I really feel bad if they didn't. All right. God, you pork rinds, you evil motherfucker. Does anybody want any? I'm going to throw away the popcorn with the orange flavor.
Hey, you want some orange flavored popcorn?
You sure? It's pretty good. We're not... Okay. The box, which I like. I might just buy something for the box and say I have it. As I miss.
You missed 6 inches from the top of the garbage can.
I'm white.
Dead
shut up.
Center straight over, man.
I play basketball.
Especially formulated for your freestyle.
Hold on. Before you go all hog wild. Actually, let me, because I used to buy this stuff. I remember when Claude bought it originally, I actually had some before. Because what this is, it's a sports gum. It's a thirst-quenching sports gum with electrolytes. They used to sell this at DeWitt Sports back home, and I would go and get some of this one before I'd bike ride. So I'd be chewing on this while I bike ride. I already know what it's going to taste like.
Powder.
Yes.
It smells like vomit, that's all right.
Yeah, it's not the greatest. This is very stale. What it's supposed to do is it's supposed to make you saliva. You will realize if it's not too far off, it will make you really just saliva.
Yeah.
Drooling and slobbering is entirely up to your control. I don't think it's going to force us to drool and slobber.
Ah, my tooth!
This is hard gum.
God damn! What the hell was that?
I don't know.
My God.
You slithering yet? Because I am.
Yeah. This is harder than anything I've ever eaten. This is like a cracker.
Yeah.
Tastes like vomit as well.
I'm not bad. This does not taste like vomit. You're wrong. Ha!
Funky.
What? Oh, God. Oh, not on the mic. And he still misses with the gum.
Yeah, but at least I was several feet away.
I told you, though, you will drool because of this gum. I'm assuming the powder is like a drool stuff. All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and conclude Bad Food. Go ahead and start picking up. And hopefully Claude will recover a little.
Yeah, and then we get ready for the big fireworks.
We're going to get ready for the big fireworks and go from there.
And this at least should last 10 minutes.
At least.
If it's anything like we've had before.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio?
Spankwagon Radio. We will take a short break and we will be back in time. What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end,
right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Shit, is it cold?
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Who has my audio? I got to make sure I'm coming in clear.
You're coming in fine. Trust
us. We don't know. My mic's been acting up. Okay. Right now, we're looking at the clock. It's according to Claude's Balls time, it's 11:58 p.m., so we got 2 more minutes before the actual end of the year, beginning of the new year, as we headed in. first off, let me say thank you to our guests. LV Girl, thank you very much for showing up. We do appreciate this. The wife, thank you for putting up with me and showing up. Claude?
She's like one piece away from wearing a burqa.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so cold.
Actually, yeah, she's almost there. She's got her... I like this, though. This ponytail. If you glue it up here, man, you know, you got Shaggy all over right there. That's Scooby.
Don't matter.
You want to be the dog.
No.
You love dogs.
I own a dog, yeah.
Okay.
I don't, like, love dogs.
Oh. But, yeah, we're gearing up now. As we said before, they've been doing a lot of the great lights
hey, look,
on top.
Going up.
We got fog coming out over the top of the stratosphere. Yeah, smoky shit. We've got thousands of chain smokers exhausting into the stratosphere. Sirens are kicking up. Everybody's sort of paying attention to something or another.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, there we go.
On the south end of the strip, we've got fireworks up on the mid-strip. Off stratosphere. Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they know fireworks. Listen to that rumble. Listen to that on the strip.
Yeah.
Red all over. They've synchronized the entire strip.
That's great, man.
Happy New Year. Claude, Happy New Year.
Hey there. Happy New Year, yes.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Shit, open up my car door. Honk my horn.
We hear car horns all over.
Yes.
Not alarms, but people just honking in the new year. All these
That's
beautiful
right.
fireworks that are going off synchronized.
Oh, it's
so cool. It's
just,
yeah. Now,
yeah,
this should pick up and like become big.
Oh, rock on. Fucking hey, this is cool.
Now, right now, for anybody who is at home, they're actually doing audio music aligned with it, I guess you could say. Synchronized music.
Oh, I can't hear
with
it.
With the TV and the radio stations.
Usually, it's not really synchronized from what I can tell.
It's usually just whatever's popular that year. Even the most
Maybe
annoying
honest,
stuff.
It's like trying to watch a iTunes synchronization shit.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not really synchronized, you know? He's had a bat fly overhead.
All the bats are woken up out of their little belfries.
Actually, we passed a belfry on the way here. Hope there's more. Damn. Actually, no, this is like, went from cool to being like, eh.
Speaking of Fruit Loops, that's what it looks like they're shooting out. Green, red, yellow. Ooh. Bouquets.
Now, I don't know that it's synchronized to music on TV, but each hotel on the strip here is actually synchronized to each other.
This is great.
Now, right now, we are at the corner of
Las Vegas Boulevard. And Sahara.
Actually, no.
Well,
St. Louis, technically.
Technically, but...
Here. But this is stretching all the way a couple miles to Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, all 3.5 miles. We can see the Mandalay Bay is way off in the distance.
Yes,
barely.
We can actually see everything here. It'd be really great if we could, like, got up on the roof.
Yeah, really. LV Girl, can you see pretty good when you move down that way, or... Yeah. Oh, yeah, on the street down in that mass of the people. That's got to be great.
Oh, yeah. Imagine the pickpockets.
Well, I remember I knew someone
See,
that... Oh, yep. I knew someone that was down there one New Year's, and they said that people were screwing on the walkways.
Yeah, it'll happen, especially in porta potties.
Yeah. Hey, you're drunk. Very nice. Shooting stars.
Now, I'm actually quite lucky. I don't know how, and you probably will be too there, Trish, because this is actually blowing away from our houses, so it won't smell like, you know, Belfast by the time you get home.
No sulfur. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Hey. And just think, my license plate helped pay for this. Yes. I'm actually lukewarm balls right now.
And they're just still going on. We've been going on fireworks now for 4 minutes.
Yeah, usually it should be like at least five. I'm sure actually 10, to be honest.
They're talking about this year. They did a lot of coordination. A lot of fireworks were set up.
Well, actually, if you look going down all the hotels on the strip, as we can see right now, they are actually synchronized if you look at them.
Yeah, it's amazing, too. You got a lot of hotels, 3.5 miles of coverage there, and they are synchronized. Looks like to the T.
Yeah.
Very cool. Stratosphere didn't get too much for the fireworks as the rest did.
Actually, yeah, but usually Stratosphere has the big stuff at the end.
Yeah, Stratosphere is usually saved for the finale.
It's really interesting, too, because I was there when the Stratosphere opened.
Okay.
So what they did is around the rim on the top right there, they actually had fountains. So that was quite nice looking.
It's awesome.
It actually looked like it was overflowing. More bats.
Look at that. Down there, red, white, and blue, the just fountains. That's what that is.
Bandwagon patriotism. And usually at the end, there should be a lot of fireworks with a huge amount of report. Sound.
No. Great.
Yeah. Makes me wonder right now, how do you know if somebody's celebrating or honking? Oh, no, look, they're actually honking.
I hope people aren't expecting traffic to move right now. Looks like traffic, for the most part, unless it's heading away, is at a dead stop.
Stratosphere does have a very redeeming quality right now, and that's the spotlights right now.
Yes. Downtown, of course, if anybody was down there, they got to drink with the mayor. Sapphire Bombay Gin, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that is correct.
The official drink of Mayor Oscar Goodman. Ooh.
Yeah. Damn. Second one tonight, actually.
Second one,
quite
only
nice.
Second. That's not bad.
No, it's not. And a big fucking panel truck stops in my way. Asshole.
Whoa! Yeah!
There we go.
We're going in for the finale.
Oh, yes.
As the rumble calms down.
I was expecting more, actually.
And you've just rang in the new year with Spank Wagon Radio. Only at Spank Wagon.
VFTP.net.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And right now we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
We'll do our finale.
We'll do our finale, which is not going to be as exciting as that one, but nonetheless.
Yeah, if you could have seen it, it was great.
If you could have seen it, it was great.
And if you're home and watching TV, fuck you, because you should have been here.
You should have been here.
That's right.
The traffic wasn't that hard to get to. Get through to get to us. But you are listening right now, spankwagon.vftp.net. We'll be back in just a moment.
That's right.
Time on my hands. Ooh, I've got
drenching my brain. I hope you'll be okay someday, so I can say that you moved on in the right way.
Gang, welcome back from our little break here. You are listening to
Spankwagon 2003.
Spankwagon Radio. Internet Radio 2003. Right. You brought it in with us if you're listening this far. Thank you very much. Again,
thank you,
let's thank our live audience here. So we thank you, Mad. Mad, props.
Woo-hoo! Say thank you, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
All right. For all of you who didn't show, we feel really sorry for you, but not enough, not to point and laugh.
And thank you again to the audience for yelling woohoo and whatnot in the mics. We can, like, dub that, or not dub it, but
dub
record it.
It
later and loop it.
Loop it. We'll have 150 people here by Thursday, guaranteed. You'll just hear woohoo. Wow, where'd they come from? real quick, let me go ahead and give out the acknowledgments for the show. First off, let me thank VFTP.net for being the humble host and server that hosts and serves spankwagon.vftp.net.
Notice the
don't need to dub anymore, thanks. also want to say thank you to Reverend Hammer, even though you don't have to do it this week. You are the official archiver for now, and probably into 2003, who knows, but we thank you. We do need to remember, listen into Just Shut the Fuck Up, only at jstfu.org. Also, remember, for both of our shows, if it's not live, it's in the archive.
That's right.
I do want to thank Claude Balls. Great idea coming out here and doing this, freezing our asses off for over 2 hours for the sake of entertainment.
Well, you know what? I saved you.
You saved me.
That's right, because if it hadn't been for me, or if Iowa had ended up going to the Rose Bowl, you'd been frozen down there.
Well, we would have been in a hotel room partying with friends.
Yeah, right.
We would have been in Pasadena partying with friends, but...
But you would...
But this beats the previous 3 years where I've sat in front of my TV, had some champagne, and just been bored.
See?
No offense, but then we go right to bed. Real quick, I also want to say thank you very much to
the Swiss family
Culinary
Rodriguez
Union.
Has just gotten that bling bling.
Culinary Union and the security for allowing us to do the show cast. As I can hear them walk up, I'm sure they had a great time down on the strip.
That's right.
Because that's what it's all about. We already got them covered.
Yes.
The geeky friends who didn't show up got covered. Folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Thank you very much.
We will
talk to you next week.
That's right, next week.
So I think next week, actually, you're taking a week off. We're going to do a rebroadcast of an old show, so I'm going to dig in the archive and figure out what the hell we're doing.
We'll be on vacation to do a regroup, replan for all new 2003 season.
Yes, make it a little more fun, a little more exciting, and maybe more expensive.
That's right.
Because anything good is going to be expensive, right? Isn't that how it works?
Soon we'll be moving.
We will buy multiple clicker liquor pops at
a buck
each. We'll be doing really good.
Soon we will move up to the dollar store.
Ooh, not the 99 cent store, but the dollar store.
Up a penny.
Woo.
Every little bit counts.
Hey, every little bit. Hey, I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls.
And thank you for listening. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Have a couple drinks and drive home.